Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Christ Church of Grace. I trust that the Lord brought you through all the wind and all the rain and all the storm, and we're just blessed to be here and to hear the Word of God. And we welcome you, and we're just glad. I wish I could just go to each person and give them a hug, but know that you're loved by God and by us. The title of this week's sermon is Loving the Way Jesus Loves. Part two. We had part one last week, and now we're going a little deeper as we learn to love the way Jesus, loves. Let us go back and review a little bit, if you don't mind, from last week's sermon. We talked about when we look around at this world, sometimes I don't even want to cut on the news. You see the evil, you see the death, you see the destruction. And we need something. We need the Lord. And we've talked about that when we look around, all we see is wars and rumors of wars and divisions and strife. And what the world needs now is love. God's love. They ask that question, I want to repeat it. I ask it then, I ask it again. What does the world need now? Love. Love, sweet love, the love of God. Jesus loves people selflessly. He demonstrated his great love for us by the cross. And we should be thankful and ever seeking God's way. We learn that he did not discriminate. He did not do evil. That he is a good God and a loving God. He did not show favoritism. He did not tolerate sin, deception, and false doctrine. And lastly, we talked about loving like Jesus loves. And that means that we do and walk in his footsteps, and we care enough about the souls and the lives of other people to do like Jesus. For he so loved the world that he gave his only son. The love of God. The text for today is John 3:16. God so loved. Notice the passion of God. We're going to pray and we're going to ask God to help us, to guide us and direct us. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That shows how much he loved us. Oh, how he loves us so. And his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Look at what God has done for us. He's given his son, and he set us an example. It is through Jesus that we learn how to love, because we want to love the way Jesus loved. He gave his life and the life of his son. God, he is God. And God gave the life of his son so that we might have life. And today, we want to show how we can love like Jesus loved in another way that is called forgiveness. I think forgiveness is the missing link in our love for others, because we need to learn to love others and to forgive them as God has forgiven us. Our selfishness and our wants to hang on to the wound of people who sinned against our wound and how they said things about us, how they, you know, mistreated us. We carry that. And I think that God wants us to forgive the way he forgave. We sinned against God. We sinned against his son. We've sinned against everything that's right. And yet he forgave us. Can we not forgive others by the inspiration and the strength of God? Our selfishness, wants to hang on to the wound of how we were treated or mistreated. And we cherish it. And we kind of cradle it like a babe in arms. Yeah, they did that. Yeah. And, you know, we don't want to forgive. I'm not going to forgive. And you know who we destroy when we hold on to what other people have done for us? We hurt ourselves. And God wants us to be like him. He wants us to forgive, to be free, and to teach others by our example. But Jesus forgave, and he tells us to forgive as well. In Mark chapter 11, verse 25, we cannot love someone we won't forgive. Why don't you just pause a moment and think about this? And I have to do that in my own life. Do I still harbor anger of what has happened to me in the past or what so-and-so did? No, God forgave. And he has called us to love others the way God has loved us. And one of the most dynamic and most powerful ways we can show the love of God is by forgiving others. And in doing that, we free ourselves, we free our hearts, and we free others. We cannot love someone we won't forgive. And we are Christians. We're called to walk by the way of God. And one of the most, I think, effective ways to show the love of God and to love the way God loved us. I mean, all of the sins we committed against God, he forgave me of all of my sins. And he's forgiven you. And he wants us to show his love and to be an example by forgiving those who sinned against us. And I know some of us have just determined in our hearts we won't forgive. But God, he's called us to love like he has loved through Jesus Christ. And one of the ways, as he's loved us and forgiven us, let us love and forgive others. And be free the way God has called us to be free. And that is through his love and to love others. We cannot, again, say it again. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read this again. It's very important. We cannot love someone we won't forgive. We can forgive by the power of God, and he lives in us. Jesus does not hold our forgiven sins over us. He doesn't see every day, oh, there's so-and-so. I don't want to see them. I don't want to forgive them. No, he freely forgives, and he's called us to do the same. He pronounces us clean, holy, washed, made new. These are just some of the ways God and the language that is used in Scripture. 1 John 1:9. There may be consequences to our sins, and there are. But he loves us through them. He loves us through our sins and helps us learn from them. And when we forgive someone else, we love and we pray for them. And God sees that. And we're simply walking in the ways of the Lord. As he has forgiven us, we forgive others. And we're freed. We're freed by the mercy and the grace of God. Jesus told his disciples that the primary way the world would know that they were his. Can the world see who we are? Because the primary way they can see who we are, the world, the whole world, our neighbors, our friends, our children, would know they were his by their love for one another. John 13:35. For if you love Jesus, if we love Jesus, then we will love what he loves, which is people. Jesus, God loves people. And as we practice loving like he loved, we become more like him. My brothers and sisters, what is love? God tells us what it is. God tells us through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. What love is. As we love, as we read these comments and these statements about what is love, then we're loving others. Love is patient. Wow. Love is patient. God wants us to love. And as he's been patient with me all my life and with you and all your life, he wants us to be patient. Love is patient. You know what else love is? And I want us to examine ourselves. I'm examining myself. Am I patient? Am I patient with my wife? Am I patient with my children? Come on, guys, get in the car. Gotta go. Love is patient. You know what else love is? Love is kind. It's kind. It's not vindictive. It's not harsh. But it's kind. It does not envy. It does not strive and envy to have what somebody else has, and you're jealous of them. You got to get it, you got to take it. It's not envy. It doesn't boast. Look what I've got. Look where I live. Look what I've done. No, it isn't. It's not envious. It's not boastful. It's not proud. As I look at myself and what I've got and the house I live in and the cars I drive or whatever, and I look down on somebody else, that's not love. You see, we're trying to learn to love the Jesus way. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Even if we don't say it, we think it. It is not rude. Just bold people away and push them away, and I'm going to have the top seat in the house. It's not that way. It is not self-seeking. Me, me, me. I. No, it's like Jesus. Jesus died. He gave his life so that we may have life. It is not easily angered. It's easy to get you upset. No. It keeps no record of wrongs. Writing down, I'm going to get that one, and I'm going to get that one, and when I get out of jail, I'm going to get that one. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. You're glad to hear the truth. Not wishing evil on somebody else, but rejoices with the truth. And it always protects, even if the person doesn't deserve your protection. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, not negative. Sometimes I just find myself being a little negative. Always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Your love never fails. Never runs out on us. Oh, love never fails. Why? Because God, I want you to think about this for a moment. Why? Love never fails. It never fails. Love never fails. Here it comes. Are you ready for it? Because God is love. That's why love cannot fail. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for judging others. Forgive us for thinking that we're better than other people. And that we condemn others. All the ways that we've gone through, our pride, our envy. Forgive us, God. And we ask that you would, through your Holy Spirit, stir in us a desire to love like Jesus, to give of ourselves through you and through your power through us. Do help us, Lord. And we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And love like Jesus. This time, to partake of the blessing of communion, the Lord's Supper. It has been taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 through 25. For I receive, this is what is written, this is the word of the Lord, for I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. And I pass it on to all of us today. The Lord Jesus, this wonderful truth, on the night he was betrayed, so much he loved us. On the night he was betrayed, what a Savior. I also passed on to you the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. This is what he did. This is so wonderful. And said, this is my body, which is for you. It's for all who believe. He gave his body. This is how he loved. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup, as I hold this cup now, Lord, I ask you to bless it. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink of it in remembrance of me. And so, Father, we ask you to bless this wine and that we be able to experience your love. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and graces. Amen. And now, Lord, we ask that you would bless this bread. Thank you, Jesus, for your body and your blood. And now we eat of your body through the Holy Spirit. I don't know how it is. We can't explain it. But you told us this is what you have done for us. And we thank you so much for your body and your blood and your love for us. Do bless the bread and the wine now as we eat and drink. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we will sing as we eat, as we drink, the love of Jesus. Thank you.